Hello, Aksho.
Hello, Mleko.
Happiness is so much here, and people are so happy for what God is doing.
Yeah.
This is one of the ministries I've done whereby God has touched so many people, and the widow is so happy. I brought her food, I've given her the money. So many people have gathered here.
Yeah.
To glorify the name of the Lord.
That is great.
Yeah, and really, may God bless you. You know, I've been sharing a word of in Jeremiah 29, verses 11, that God has got a good plan for us all.
Yeah.
So, really, God has got a good plan for these children and also the widow.
Yes, for sure. You know this word, Jeremiah 29, 11.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that God has hope and future for us.
Amen.
Hope and future for His people.
So here is a lady, is called Esther. You can talk to her. She's here. And you'll be talking to the one of the children. I think you can first talk with the daughter, one of the daughters.
Yes.
Hello, Sharon, come and speak to you.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Axel.
My name is Sharon.
And nice to talk with you. So this is a good day with rejoicing in the Lord. The
yes.
Bible tells us that we shall rejoice in the Lord and throw all our worries on Him.
Yes, we thank you for everything that you have done for us.
Yes, and you know, it has been many supporters in Norway that have been contributed with it, so it could happen. But it's all because of God. He has His care for you and for the widows and everyone.
Yes.
So we thank God for you too, because we could not have done these things without His help. It's impossible. But with God's help, everything is possible. All things are possible for those who believe in Him, in God.
Amen.
Hello, Aksho.
Yes.
Yeah, right now I'm. I have finished talking with the eldest sister.
Yes.
The eldest daughter. The eldest daughter is called Sharon, and can you talk with the widow? Because others have gone out and they've gone to pray. Can you talk with the widow?
Yeah, that is fine.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Axel.
I'm Esther.
Yeah, nice to talk with you, Esther.
Yeah, thank you so much. May God bless you.
You know, we were praying, Malika and me, and we were praying for you, and we got this idea to have this project of the month.
Thank you so much.
So praise and glory to God. He's the one that have bring in this money so we could help you.
Amen.
So he see you where you are. You know,
Amen.
The Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord is going over all the whole world, and He will definitely support those who has a heart with Him.
Amen.
So I believe that this word, Jeremiah 29:11, that the Bible tells us that God has hope and future for us. And God has hope and future for you, Esther, and your family.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
So we thank Him, because He is the one that is doing this, so we are able to help. Without Him,
Amen.
We can do nothing. But because of the blessings of God, we can be able to assist.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And you know,
hello, my dear brother.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, glory be to God.
It was nice to talk with them, Malika.
Yeah, really, I'm so happy also because God, what God is doing in this family is so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've given them money for their house rent. And also, I've given them more money for the work she wants to do. That is the job she wants to start.
Yes.
And also I've given them some money for to buy clothes for the children.
That is really good.
And also I brought some food, as you'll be seeing in the photos, a big banana, a chicken,
yes.
A big hen. I brought 1 kilo of meat, I brought bread, I brought rice, I brought a lot of things, but they are in the bag.
Yeah.
So I give glory to God for what you are doing in these widows, and may God bless you so much.
And you, Brother Malika, I told this woman that we could do nothing without God, you know. He is the one
Amen.
That have blessed us and blessing you
Amen.
And makes us makes it possible for us to help. What I would like us to do now, Malika, was that we would take a little moment of prayer. Prayer for this business that's going to be started. Can we do that now? Just a short prayer?
Yeah, we can. You can. Hello, 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 hello.
I am here.
Keep quiet, keep quiet. I'm telling these children to be quiet.
Yes.
Hello, we are going to pray.
Yes.
We are going to pray. So they are going to pray for you from Norway. And this is Pastor Axel, and he wants to pray for this family. However, my phone is. I have to put on a loudspeaker. Yeah, now you can pray. We are ready.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord, for your blessings. You are the one that brings the blessings.
At Womuksa.
And you are the greatest blessing of them all, Jesus Christ. To have the eternal life by believing in Christ. That is the greatest gift of them all, to have our names written in the book of the life of God. Then we are richer than the most richest person in the whole world that have billions of money, of dollars. Because this richdom that we have in Christ can never be stolen or be robbed from us. And it will never be destroyed.
So I
just thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name,
for
all your blessing over this family.
Over
their house,
over
their animals, and over their business. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you protect them
from
diseases
and
from all evil.
In
Jesus' mighty
name.
And I just speak the word of God, Jeremiah 29:11, over all this house and this family. That you have hope and future for Esther and her family. Thank you for blessing her children. And thank you, Father God, that your blessing is so rich.
Thank you.
That you will give more than enough. So Esther also can be able to help other people, other widows,
people.
But first of all, that she takes care of her own house and her own family. That is
now.
So we just thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name,
for
the blood of Jesus protection over the family and the house.
Thank you for
your mighty angels are sent out and to assist. and to help Esther and her family. Thank you, for no evil shall happen to them. They are under your protection in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, we say thank you very much. Father, we say thank you for this opportunity you've given unto us. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Father, for this opportunity you've given unto us to be in this family of the widows. Father, we are praying this prayer of faith with our dear brothers in Norway and also we. Lord Jesus, bless this family of this widow. Bless every person in this place. Bless every adult in this place. Bless every area and every plan, my dear Father. Cover them into your blood, my dear Father. Continuously provide all they need in Jesus' name. We call upon all angels to rotate upon them. The Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Father, let the wisdom of God cover this house. And let your glory be manifested, my dear Father, all over this family, Lord Jesus. And I give you praise, because when we pray, you answer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 amen.
And I thank you in Jesus' name that you make Esther to a sign for many people to see your goodness. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, very well, thank you. Because.
Yeah, thank you very much, Akshay. For everything, may God bless you.
God bless you too, Marika.
Yeah. Let me first encourage them and then speak to them.
Okay, we will talk later then. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.